Hello everyone, this is Dr. Lisa, and you are listening to The Body of Change. So let's talk about conscious choices around creating your body. The art of this podcast is to choose, commit, collaborate, and create your body for a greater future for you, the planet, and your relationships. The target of this podcast is to create a different circuitry and a different communication with your body that is actually joyful and in engagement. So essentially how to act and engage in the moment, every moment, every 10 seconds, if you will, to create your body. I say 10 seconds is not to overwhelm you. So this podcast is titled, How to Be in an Intimate Relationship with Your Body. I call it a creationship. So what is a creationship? Well, a creationship is just what it says. You're creating your body consciously, energetically, physically, emotionally, sexually, financially, in your business, every single day, by who you hang around, what deals you sign with, what contracts you have the possibility of partnering with, what people you invite to collaborate with you in this reality would be called to work with you, and so on. And that's what we're going to talk about. And essentially, a creationship is honoring and acknowledging you and your body versus completely disconnecting from your body and separating from your body and, let's say, living from shame and guilt. So essentially, when you're in your head, which is what this reality, you know, teaches us, for instance, you know, I spent the first 30-something years of my life in the educational institutions getting master's degrees in different things and counseling and psychology and a doctorate in psychology and another master's in energy healing and certifications in so many different things, which was wonderful and mostly to give me information in my head or my head, but it never really focused on my body. And when I started focusing on my body, that was when I was forced to, because I actually got sick. And if you want to hear a little bit more about that, you can listen to the first podcast. So creationship, what I have learned after 25 years in the psychology, mental health, energy healing field is that what you think is what you create. What you put your attention on is what shows up in your world. So if you're defeated and in pain, you will create a life of defeat and pain. That will be shown by your bank account, your finances, your business, your relationships, and your body. So I would first start, when I'm thinking about creationship, when I'm sensing in the energy of a creationship, that actually means that I'm going to have to sit or go out for a walk or get some space somewhere or do some writing or journaling, deep breathing, some other techniques that expand your energy, expand your space, get out of your head, and just ask, body, if I was creating and in creationship with you, what would you like me to know? Liken it to this. If you ever went to couples counseling, and you took your body, you and your body held hands and you walked into couples counseling. And the counselor looks at you and starts to mediate this communion, this creationship that you're coming in with as the presenting problem. And your body turns to you. What would it say? Would it say, you treat me well, or do you abandon me and not listen to me at all moments? Is your body taken care of physically, emotionally, sexually, financially, or do you not even think about it and just keep going, spending when you don't have the money, eating when you're not hungry, perhaps even sleeping with the people that aren't good for your body or that your body doesn't even like, or even marrying them, or dating them, or staying in a relationship with them? These are the things that I'm speaking to that I have found once I started paying attention to and unwinding, which wasn't fun at first. I started to create a creationship with my body. And then weight literally started to fall off my body. Sickness and dis-ease left my body. And strength and joy and pleasure and abundance and prosperity and things that I had only dreamed of creating started to come into actualization, because I actually, not literally, went to couples counseling with my body, but actually sat and did some of those exercises, like journaling if my body could speak what it would say, asking a question, body, if you could have anything that you desired right now, what would you choose? Every time, 2 years ago, I made a decision to change my body, like physically with weight. And so every single thing that I, before I put it in my mouth or ingested, including liquid, body, what would you like to eat? Body, what would you like to drink? And I actually found out that my body did not like half the things I was eating and drinking, simply by asking that question. Then I started to do the same thing. Body, how do you feel about hanging out with this person? Do you feel light and expansive and fun and laugh? Or is it dense and heavy and you feel like you are carrying an elephant on your back when you're in their presence? And I decided that the creationship I wanted to have relationally is that I wanted to feel good and happy and fun and light, and not with people who actually judged me or didn't believe in possibility or weren't trying to become self-aware or those sorts of things that, you know, weren't interested in me and weren't interested in what I was choosing. And if I wasn't interested in what somebody else was choosing or creating in their life, then I knew that it wasn't a creationship. It was just a forced connection that was actually based in disconnection. So, body, are you having fun? Body, do you actually like being with this person? Body, are you actually hungry? Or what are you hungry for? Body, what would you like me to know if I was willing to just be quiet, get out of my head for a minute, and touch into you? One of the easiest ways to touch into you is to put one hand on your thymus, which is in the center of your chest, and one hand on your pubic bone, which is below your belly button, below your belt buckle, and do it at the same time and just breathe and close your eyes for a second. It only takes a second. And just be like, hi body, hi body, hi body. Hi me, hi me, hi me. Body, what would you like to eat? Body, what would you like to do? Body, what would you like to create? Body, if you had a salary of $100 million every year, what would you be doing right now? And so all of those questions open up the space of possibility for a creationship with your body. And at first, this might sound like Mandarin, I'm speaking Mandarin to you. But after a little while, it will just become something that is like a habit. An old hypnotherapist statement is, it takes 21 days to create a habit. That's how the cigarette industry made so much money on cigarettes. 20 cigarettes in a pack, you have that one, you want 20 more, and there you go. You become a smoker. But again, what if you asked your body if it actually likes smoking? Most of us don't and haven't been taught that. I know I haven't. We've been taught to think our way through it. What I'm talking about here is perceive, ask questions. What does your body know that you've been pretending that it doesn't know? And what possibilities are available for you and your body if you just ask it what it would like? And how many superpowers are buried alive in your body by never including your body in your creations? And how many creationships are you avoiding and possibilities are you avoiding by not actually connecting with your body and asking what it would like? So literally, like, what energy, space, and consciousness and choice can you and your body be? There's the creationship right there. Can me and my body be to end the separation and end the living in my mind and allow my body to communicate to me with total ease indefinitely. And everything that doesn't allow that, let's cancel, clear, delete, and resolve it. And then go back to your body. You know, in this reality, it's like diets, exercise, overworking. Hard work in every single way will get you what you want. Well, I don't mind working hard, and I don't mind working, and I don't mind doing, but a lot of this reality somehow subtly bastardizes doing into actually killing yourself, draining yourself, exhausting yourself, and actually creating so much dis-ease and stress that the joy of the fulfillment of the accomplishments can't even be honored or acknowledged because we have to move on to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And what I'm talking about here in creationship is, what if taking some space, taking a breath, asking some questions of your body, what if that could actually do more for creating the future you desire? With all your dreams infinitely generating and actualizing without having to push your body to the brink of disease to get it. Now, if your body right now, if you were tapped in and put your hand on your pubic bone and your thymus, what would it say to that question? Would it be like, yes? Did you hear a yes inside to what I said? Or would it be like, what is she talking about? Either way, at least you're listening to your body, no matter what way it speaks to you. So this is really a question of what else is possible with our bodies in this reality than we've been taught. There are these things called feelings, right? We're taught that our feelings are the way to be. We're taught, without even knowing it, to make our choices based on our judgments. We look at somebody and we judge them up and down, right, left, and center to make our decisions. And then we put specific expectations and projections around them, locking them into that judgment, which also locks it into our body so that every time we see them, be it business or personal, they are locked into that cage of what our mind and our feelings judged specifically. And then that limits creation. All that does is literally create stagnation. And we call that creationship. We call that relationship. That's why there's so many divorces in this reality. That's what happens in marriages. All of a sudden, you get married and you're in the honeymoon phase and you love each other. And then you get separate, and you go do your own thing. You don't even like each other. How does that actually happen? It happens because we are out of touch with our body. We're out of touch with each other. And then we stay in our minds and we disconnect and move away from each other. That is the nature of this reality in relationship. I'm speaking about a communion with your body that really hasn't existed yet on this planet in this way. And I'm speaking to that because if one or two or three or four or five of you, like myself, start waking up to this, then we can be the change makers in this body of change movement that I'm and I've awakened to that has changed my life and my body. I am more happy in my body, stronger in my body, do more things physiologically at close to 50 years of age now than I ever was able to do in my youth. And this is an amazing because of the focus I've put on creationship with me. So, what unassailable superpower reality as a body are you capable of choosing that you're currently refusing so you can be normal, average, real, and the same as everybody else in this reality with their pains and aches and dis-ease of aging are you choosing? Let's just destroy and uncreate that. That sounds so boring. So everything that you've been taught about what bodies are and what your body is and whoever it is that you're mimicking, let's also destroy and uncreate that. And really start asking yourself, if I was creating my body my way, what would it like to look like? What would I like to do? What would I like to eat? Who would I like to play with? Who would I like to be around? What hobbies would I like to do? Do I actually like my job? What career would I like to be in? Am I in and doing what I love? Does it fill me with joy? Because if you don't ask the questions of yourself, who will? And if you don't listen to your body and just your mind, which is only 10% of our body, if you don't listen to the other 90%, how much are you missing out on? How much are you missing out on in this reality? You only got one life to live, and it is now. Don't waste any more time living from the 10%. Live from the 90%, your body, and create the creationship with you and you, your body and your mind and your body, on this earth that is truly possible. Like I said, if you don't do it for you, who will? Hi body, hi body, hi body. Hi me, hi me, hi me. Body, talk to me. Body, how can I contribute to thee? Body, show me what will bring me the greatest joy. I remember when I was 7 years of age and I stared outside my bedroom window. I grew up in New York, right down from the train station. And I used to watch the men and the women in their suits. The women would have their high heels and the briefcase and their trainers on, and the men would just have their suits on, walking to the train station. And I was so sad watching them because all of them looked, none of them had a smile on their face. Not one of them. And I prayed, whatever it took to live a joy-filled, happy life with a smile on my face, show me the way. One of those ways has been listening and connecting with my body and creating every day what it would like to look like, what would I like to do, what does it tell me to do in my business, what does it tell me to create in my business, how I use it to create more business, how I use it to attract what I want to generate in my life, how I use it in my relationships, how I use it as a barometer, a gift, a weapon, a tool, and a possibility for communion. Not anybody else, not anyone else, me and my body. That's what I'm talking about here. Okay, my friends, I hope this was a contribution to you. We talk more about this in the Business of Creating Your Living, which is a 9-month membership program that I also have. And feel free to check out anything else that might be of interest to you at drlisacooney.com. Until then, remember this, you matter, your body matters, you exist, your body exists, now roar. And I will be back with another episode of The Body of Change. This is Dr. Lisa, and thanks for listening. And remember, your body's a gift, it is a possibility, and it loves you. Bye for now.